Well, today I cried, and it was an unexpected set of tears. It all started when someone said to me, "Why don't you come over and let's have some coffee with my family?" And that sounds obviously very, very mundane and very normal, but I don't know if my mom said it or my wife or maybe my friend, but someone along the line said, "You need to let people love you," something like that. And it just hit me so deeply. It just hit me so hard because I guess in that moment, I just realized how difficult it is for me to let others love me. And that sounds arrogant, like, oh, wow, you don't let people love you. I don't mean it that way. I mean that I have a very hard time being vulnerable, allowing others to see my weakness, to allow others to be there for me, to care for my needs. And I think that comes from growing up alone. Of course, my mom and dad cared for me in my childhood, but when I was 10 years old, 10, 11, 12, I began to leave home because of a war back in my native Nicaragua. And I then grew up with my grandmother, who loved me and took care of me, of course, but I didn't have the same relationship with my parents anymore. Everything changed, of course. And so in some ways, I then began to struggle with letting other people take care of me. And part of it was because I'm a very independent person, and yet I know I need other people around me. I need support, friendships, and people to invite me over for coffee. And for the longest time, I've always said, oh, no, I'm fine. And out of arrogance or thinking I'm better than them or just out of wanting to do my own thing, I have said no to so many things. So many people that have invited me and tried to love me. I haven't allowed people to care for me. And now that I feel, you could say, alone in ministry and somewhat in life in terms of my friendships, of course, I have the amazing support of my wife and our children, but I'm talking about friendships. I'm talking about men, other men to be around me. Father figures and mentors and coaches, other young people that I can teach, and ministry partners that I can laugh with and cry with, that I can be real with about my struggles. I don't know how to do that very well because it touches, as an Enneagram 3, that vulnerable part of me that's so difficult to touch for me. But I know I need it. And I wonder, how will I change? I think it'll be a struggle because my emotions and my training, you could say, as meaning through the years, is to just say no to invitations. It's to say no to vulnerability. Oh, sure, I'll go and pay a therapist $200 to hear me and to cry with him, but to cry with friends, to even laugh with friends. Now, I have had some friends that I've been very vulnerable with. I have my dear friend Carlos, who I haven't seen in a couple of years, who I really enjoyed being with him. My friend Matt, another dear friend who I haven't seen in so long. I've had friends, my friend Rimaldi. I've had friends who I have felt comfortable with, but I struggle to maintain those friendships, to make new ones, to allow people that have tried so hard to be there for me, mother figures, fellow staff members who have brought me gifts and flowers and tried to hold me when I was falling apart during a staff meeting. And I've just always struggled with that. Not because I don't need it, but because it's hard for me to be weak as an Enneagram 3, to be in touch with my emotions, especially sad emotions, emotions of fear and vulnerability and of need. I am much more comfortable being in charge or entertaining or performing for others, being strong, being the leader, but to be led, to be cared for, to be tended to, like a sick person, like an old person, like a patient in a hospital is the hardest thing for me. And I guess I better learn these things because all those things could happen, right? All those things probably will happen. And we can't just rely, I can't rely just on my wife. I mean, she is my best friend and she hears me all the time. But it can't just be her. I need male figures. I need friends. I need a band. I used to have a band back when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I don't have that anymore. I don't have any musician friends to play and sing with. Those were my friends. And so it's good that I cried, because it helped me to fall apart. It broke me down. And I hope that as I move into this next season for my life, that I can learn to be vulnerable. Of course, with the right people at the right times. But to not have to pay a therapist a couple hundred bucks to be open and honest, but to have friends that I can let into my heart, that I can trust. Because I've been hurt so many times. And there have been so many broken relationships and broken trust that it's hard for me to trust again, but I know I need to. And perhaps my story is very common, of the man, of the woman who has been through so much, who now has a difficult time trusting again. But if I can be an example to you, is to say, let's learn to trust again. Let's learn to put down the sword, the shield, even the guitar, to let others love us, sing over us with songs of deliverance. And I don't know exactly how, as I said, I'm going to do this. I don't know if I am going to do it. I wonder if God is going to just bring me to that place. But I also need to be more obedient and just have fun. Just to say yes to parties, no matter who or what or why it's happening. Just to say yes and let the chips fall where they may, and let God surprise me. I hope that we all can do that. I hope we can all let God surprise us, and that this year, as we come out of this winter, this horrible hibernation, that we can de-thaw our hearts and not let this pandemic completely ruin our hearts, knowing that God wants us to allow others to love us, if I can even say to touch us, to hold us, to care for us, just like He does. The faithful one, El Aman, God is faithful. But sometimes God chooses to be faithful and to care for us through people, not just one or two, or not just your wife or your best friend, but through others. Perhaps this is a time that I can let love in proper ways, in healthy ways, not bleeding over people, not manipulating, not being passive-aggressive or codependent, but in ways that are healthy and strong to make me and the other person and the other people stronger, so that all of us can grow and come out of this mess as better human beings, connected to each other, black and white, young and old, rich and poor, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the kingdom of God, for the sake of fun and music and harmony and love and laughter, for the sake of Jesus and His kingdom. May His kingdom come, may His will be done in me and in you, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you so much for listening. If you connect with this, please DM me on Instagram at David Trigg. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.